This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join me today. We're starting a new series called Prince of Peace. In the days that we're in, where there's so much uncertainty, so much despair, so much confusion, so many evil things happening in the world, war and anxiety in the hearts of people. And as the church, I think we have a part to play in shining the light and in pointing people to the answer. And the answer is found in the Prince of Peace. And Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And so the Bible here refers to Christ as the Prince of Peace. You know, many people in our generation are stressed. And in many respects, it can be the cause of, you know, sickness, disease, and sadly, in some instances, early death. But the truth is that in spite of the progress that we've made in science and technology, medicine and agriculture, that we are a stressed out generation. We've made so many discoveries, and yet we have not figured out how to be victorious over stress. People are so stressed out, in fact, that mental health is becoming an area of great concern for many governments. But the answer isn't found in government agencies, legislation, or nice speeches. Sadly, depression, anxiety, and panic attacks are for many becoming a part of their lives, one that they can't ignore and yet seem unable to overcome. Because in spite of our unprecedented conveniences, opportunities, education, and free time, it's clear that many of us are worried. And yes, I appreciate that worry is a sin, but in spite of this, many good people are still worried about their marriage, their children, their relationships, their finances, their career, inflation, government, paying their mortgage, the environment, war, the spread of disease, the rise of hateful ideologies. And the list just goes on and on. And fact is, in many instances, these things are keeping people awake at night. And the truth is that it seems that much of the media tends to play on people's fears, because it's obvious that the what-ifs and the disaster stories of imminent apocalypse sell far more newspapers than "don't worry, it's all going to be grand." And this is why, again, we see the popularity of yoga, Reiki, meditation, mindfulness, etc. But in spite of all these things, there is a literal epidemic of emotional and mental health issues, anxiety and depression, not just in older people, but among many younger people, because you can't find true and lasting peace through yoga, mindfulness, Reiki, or ironically, even through religion. Because even though people are looking for peace, unfortunately, they're looking in all the wrong places. And again, this is why I think the book of Isaiah, written 700 years before the birth of Christ, so again, over 2,700 years ago, the wisdom of God still speaks to us in our modern age. And it says, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And so we see that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. If you want to have peace in your life, then that peace is found in Jesus Christ. And, you know, ironically, we're approaching Christmas and many people end up becoming agitated, anxious, fretful, worried because of presents to buy, bills to pay, people maybe that are coming to stay. And it's a very, very hectic time of the year. People have so many places to be and things to do. And then on top of it, you have crowds and you have queues. And, you know, all of the things that go on in this season. And so when people think of Christmas, probably peace is one of the last words they think of. And yet over these coming weeks, as we go through this series, it's my hope and my prayer that we may be able to capture and go back to the peace that we see in that original story of a baby lying in a manger and God sending his son to bring salvation, to bring deliverance, and to bring peace to the world. And so again, as Christians, we should have that peace, even if those in the world don't have it. People are looking for peace. I mean, everybody wants peace, but they're looking in all the wrong places. The man who goes to the bar or the brothel may find sex, but he won't find love. The woman who goes to the club or the shopping center may find company or a new wardrobe, but she won't find acceptance. The man gambling online or downloading porn or taking illegal drugs may find a temporary thrill or high, but he won't find peace. The person amassing wealth or winning awards may find fame, notoriety, may even find a degree of happiness and security, but the peace and satisfaction they seek will remain as elusive as ever. Because while you can add trophies to your shelf or letters to your name, you can't add peace to your heart. You see, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so, we understand as believers that peace comes from God. Peace comes from him, not from things. It comes from him. And sadly, even the person who goes to church, and while they might find rules, rituals, and requirements, and a moral framework, they won't necessarily find peace in these things, because peace is found in a person, not in a policy, not in a place. Peace is found in a person, the person of Jesus Christ. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." You see, Christ was given to the world as a gift. I mean, we give gifts at Christmas, and yet we forget in many instances the greatest gift of all was given when God gave his son. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And so, "unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And it's my hope and prayer today that the peace of God that passes understanding will guard your heart and mind, as it says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, and that you may know the peace of Christ, the Prince of Peace. And let's do a little experiment. I'm going to be speaking on this for the next 2 weeks. I would encourage you to tune in every day, and if you miss it, just catch it on replay. But listen to what you're hearing and determine to put it into practice. And I can guarantee you, at the end of this series, you're going to be walking in peace. You're going to have peace in your mind, peace in your heart, and peace in your home, because Christ is the Prince of Peace. And when we enthrone him as Lord, and when we meditate on his word, and when we, like the Bible says, draw near to him and he will draw near to you. When we make that decision to draw near to the Lord, it doesn't mean that your circumstances will change overnight. Sometimes God changes our circumstances, and sometimes he changes us in the circumstances. You know, the Bible says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil." Sometimes God brings us around the storm. Other times he brings us straight through. Sometimes he delivers us from the trial. Other times he gives us grace in the midst of the trial. And so, whichever one describes where you are right now, I just pray that God's grace will be ministered to you, and that God will minister his peace to you right where you are, in Jesus' name. That peace of knowing that he is Lord, that he sits on the throne, he is in control, he is the beginning, the end, he is the Alpha and the Omega. He has this, and that he's going to bring you through this in Jesus' precious name. May his peace fill your heart in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and your home. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.